Blog Talk Radio.
Maybe I succeeded a little. I jumped up from the floor to the middle. You think I want the credit? I don't. Cause the glory ain't made for me, no. I know who sits on the throne, who makes the stage and writes the song. And I know I couldn't do this on my own. And as much as I complain, I've seen more sunshine than rain. And I could thank my lucky stars, but that's not where my blessings are. Lord, they come.
Gentlemen all around the world, you're listening Straight to the Point, Midnight Hour, with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Hold on.
Hold on.
cause he loves me. Ain't now never gon' budge me. I'm blessed, bro, I'm not lucky. I smile, though, it looks ugly. Cause I know that my father in heaven is blessing the world. It can't be just me. But every day I wake up, that's a blessing in itself. Thanking God for my family and I thank him for my help. Ain't no need for complaining, but I swear it never helps. And no, it's not the most important, but I thank him for the weapon. If you ask me,
I blame God for my blessing. I blame God for my blessing. I blame God for my blessing.
Okay.
You should blame God for my blessing.
Tap into the network tonight and be a part of the program with Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Ladies and gentlemen, 347-843-4559. If you're not driving your Bentley or flying your Learjet, ladies and gentlemen, we want you to send that, text out that number to all social media networks, ladies and gentlemen, all mobile devices and computers, 347-843-4559. One more time, ladies and gentlemen, 347-843-4559. Also want to encourage you to get your Bibles ready, get your note-taking devices ready to go as well. And without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to open up the mic for the marvelous Dr. Prophetess Dolores T. Henderson.
Good evening. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Everybody out there in radio land, whether you are listening by way of network, by the internet, whether you are listening by way of dialing in on the radio line, or whether you're going to listen by way of a playback, I want to welcome you to Straight to the Point. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, let me tell you who we are. Straight to the Point is a prophetic broadcast that is aimed at dealing with real issues as we offer real solutions for the body of Christ. We are here for you. We are here for you every single Monday night on 347-843-4559 to bring you a relevant word, relevant. I don't know about you, but I want you to know how very important it is for you to get a relevant word, a word that is in due season, in this season of your life. I know that some of you all have been looking for a word. You've been asking God for things. You've been wondering about certain things, certain situations. But I kind of tell you on tonight that this is your word. This is your word. This is your time. This is your season to get a right now, straight to the point word that will meet you right where you're at, that will meet you right where you're at, that will answer your prayers, that will answer some of your, that will take away some of your confusion. And so we're just so very happy that you guys have tuned in with us on tonight. I want to thank the founder and CEO, Dr. Kevin Vaught, for allowing us to broadcast the Straight to the Point every Monday night on 347-843-4559. We're excited for the show on tonight, but most of all, we're excited that you guys are joining in, that you are with us. We're so very happy that you are tuning in with us on tonight, that you thought in that robbery to tune in, and we thank God for each and every one of you. I tell you guys every single Monday night that you're the reason why I'm here, amen, because God loves you so very much, and that because he loves you so very much, that he gives me a word for you, amen, a word to heal you, a word that would deliver some of you all, a word that will cultivate some of you to your next level, to your next realm, and even your next dimension in him, a word that will give you direction, a word that will put you in his plan for your life, put you back in his plan. Some of you who have veered off, but a word that will put you back into the plan that he has for your life. He gives me that word. And the word that he has given me for all of you all that are listening on tonight is rebound. I know that when I put it out that a lot of times when you hear the word rebound, you think that somebody might have just gotten out of a relationship and they hooked up with somebody else. I know 9 times out of 10 that's what a lot of people thought that I was going, but I'm not going that route on tonight. That is one of the definitions of rebound, but I'm going to give you a little insight of where God is taking me with this word rebound and using it in another in another definition and giving you revelation on what God is speaking to you on tonight. So no, we're not talking about being and getting out of a relationship with someone and going into a relationship with someone else. Because, and then some, that other person being a rebound. That is not what we're talking about on tonight. Praise God. Amen. I am going to pick up my relationship series back up probably after Intervention Day. So we will have another relationship series probably after Intervention Day. I've been, you know, God has really been, actually been working on a few projects at one time, and I haven't had a chance to even take the Right Now Word. However, you can still go on to the Right Now Word every Thursday night, and you can listen to replays. But I'm going to have I'm going to have a new tape and in probably another couple of weeks when things kind of like, I don't even know if things going to be cooled down by then, but I do owe you all a right now word. Amen. But until then, you can come on Straight to the Point every Monday night on 347-843-4559. It's just so easy for me to pick up the phone and dial in than for me to really take time and do a taping, to be honest with you. And so that's why you guys get me getting new material every Monday night, because all I got to do is just dial in. But when I have to tape for the TV show, I have to prep and make sure everything is right and all of that, and, you know, for TV. But Straight to the Point, I could just pick up the phone anywhere from anywhere and just dial in and give you guys what God wants me to give you. And so with that said, we're going to open up the lines around hopefully in about and I know I say it every single week, but let's pray that, you know, that it happens, that I can speak this thing into existence this week, that I'll be able to open up the lines between 8:45 and 9 o'clock to allow you all a chance to comment, to allow you all a chance to ask for prayer or direction, or allow you a chance to preach. Amen. You know, one thing that I like about this show is that it allows everyone a chance to speak. It allows everyone a chance to give a word. It allows everyone a chance to participate. Amen. It's nothing like a great collaborative effort. And, you know, the Bible says iron sharpens iron. And I've never been a one to be intimidated by anyone. And I think that that's what makes me, you know, not bragging or anything, but I thank God that I don't have a jealous bone in my body, that I've never been the type of person. I thank God I'm so not like that. You know, that I've never been afraid to allow somebody else. You know, ever since I've been in ministry, I've always been in that position to push other people to greatness, to push other people to accelerate, you know, to their greatness. And I thank God that He created me this way, to be able to see other people reach their higher heights and greater, you know, the greater lengths and deeper depths in Him, you know. And my prayer is that I've been praying for the body of Christ to be that way. And I believe that if we had more leaders who were willing to see other people get ahead and were willing to push other people to their greatness, to be able to identify to the greatness of other people and not be scared and not be afraid and not be intimidated, that I believe that we will begin to see the signs and the wonders. We begin to see, and I talk about this all the time, and that there is power in unity, that there's, you're talking about power. You know, remember about, and we about to come into Pentecost Sunday, right? Are we about to walk into Pentecost Sunday? Remember, on a day of Pentecost, they didn't get the Holy Spirit until they became on one accord. It was only after they got on one accord were they able to get filled. So, you know, there's power in unity, and that's what the enemy is afraid of. He's afraid of the people in the body of Christ becoming together, because there's not just power, but there's strength. There's strength, there's power, and I'm telling you, so many great things can happen when the body of Christ, when the people of God come together in love, in unity, in peace. I'm telling you, you're talking about blind eyes open and lame walking and people being healed from diseases, instantly. We want to see it instantly, immediately. Jesus said greater works that we would do. The Bible, He said it. He said greater works that you should do. That means that if Jesus was able to just speak a word and somebody get healed, if He was be able to just, somebody was just to be able to just touch His garment and they be healed, then that means that we should be able to just walk past somebody and not even say nothing, and they should immediately be healed. Amen. Glory to God, because He said greater works that we should do. And so I believe that, amen, hallelujah, yes, I believe that that can happen. I believe that once we get on one accord and stop, you know, some of the competing and all that stuff that goes on, and stop allowing the spirit of offense, O-F-F-E-N-S-E, you know, know, a lot of people in the body of Christ are suffering from the spirit of offense, which stop blessings. People don't realize that, and I teach about this in my deliverance classes, that the spirit of offense can stop blessings. The spirit of offense can stop healing. The spirit of offense can stop family members from being saved. The spirit of offense can stop blessings. Amen. And so I don't know why I'm going this route on tonight, but I want to speak to somebody on tonight. If you're harboring, and this is not even my message, but, you know, I'm being led by the Spirit of the Almighty God. If you're harboring any offense against anyone, ask that you ask God to heal you, to help you to forgive. And you know, a lot of times we be offended about stuff that people don't even know that they did anything to us. So we got to do what the Bible says. If you feel like your brother or sister have offended you, then you go to them. Instead of being mad, instead of being, you know, letting bitterness, you know, take root in you, the Bible is clear. It gives clear directions and instructions for us how we ought to deal and love one another. You know, the Bible says if you're offended, if you feel offended, go to your brethren. Simply go to your brethren. Let them know that they hurt you. Let them know that they did something to you. A lot of times people are having a bad day, not having a good day, and they're not even, you know, honestly, you know, just because they didn't speak to you don't mean that they meant to not speak to you. I mean, people go through so many things. So we can't allow the enemy to get in our heads and put things in our head against our brothers and our sisters. We got to just pray, you know, pray for each other. We, you know, the enemy is after all of us. We all have one common enemy, and his name is the devil, is Satan. He's after any person who has confessed with their mouth and believe in their heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. Guess what? He's not your friend. Amen. And so when we recognize and realize that we have all have one common enemy, I think that we will begin to see what God wants to do with us on tonight. And he simply wants us to rebound. Amen. Glory to God. And so we're going to open up the lines about 8:45, 9 o'clock, to allow conversation, to allow feedback, to allow a collaborative program. You know, I like the collaborative program. And like I say, that if you're listening to this show by coincidence and you're not listening to this show by coincidence, you're not listening to this show by incident and or accidents, but you've been purposed, you've been planned, and you've been destined to hear this show, whether you are hearing it live, whether on the internet, or whether you're going to play back. It's not by mistake that you're hearing this show on tonight. So we're going to go ahead and get started, and I want to talk to you about rebound. Again, like I said, I'm not talking about a relationship. You know, the thing to get me is every time, you know, I'm praying, Lord knows, I'm praying that God will allow us not to walk in the flesh, that God will allow us to be, that he will allow us, that we will submit to God so that we will begin to be able to walk in the spirit and not in the carnal. The Bible is clear. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And it never fails that I put something on, I put a message on the flyer and I put it out, and immediately people start thinking that I'm talking about me or I'm talking about something personal in my life. And I mean, one thing about it is if you don't know who you are in Christ, people will try to define you based on who they think you are. That's why you got to know who you are, so folks won't be trying to define you and you start believing that myth. Amen. Because the first thing, you know, some of the comments that I seen was, you know, you don't got to deal with this. What are you talking about? First of all, let me just put this out there. And I think I did it before, but I think I need to do it again. And I'm proud to say it. I'm proud to say this. I am sold out to Jesus. I am not in a relationship with nobody, no man. I'm not day or woman, because I guess I better say that too, huh? Amen. Glory to God. They'd be like, well, who you dating? I'm not dating nobody. I'm not in no courting relationship with anyone, okay? I'm sold out for Christ. Amen. I'm not dating no one. I'm not in no courting relationship with no one. Amen. I love God. I'm doing my businesses. I'm, you know, preaching. I'm doing all those things. And not that I have to explain myself, but then again, I do, because when you're in leadership, people, you do. You, your life is an open book. You got to let people know. And I'm happy and I'm proud. You know, I haven't been in a relationship with anyone in 9 years. I haven't been on a date with a man in 9 years. Have not been out. Let me just say this. It's by choice, not by force, okay? It's by choice, not by force. I've been divorced for 9 years, and I have not been with a man, have not been on a date with a man. I'm not in a courting relationship. I love God. Amen. So now that I got that out of the way, when I start putting posts out, please stop getting in the flesh. Stop getting in the carnal mind, okay? Just start thinking. The Bible says think on these things that are lovely. Think on things that are pure. Think on things that are good. Amen. So, you know, so I'm praying for the body of Christ, and I'm praying for all of us that we will begin to walk in the spirit, so we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh, that we will begin. Amen. We will begin to walk in the things of God, because we got to understand that the God that we serve is a spirit. Amen. He's a spirit. The Bible is clear. Look, the Bible is clear. Amen. Let me say that again. The Bible is very clear that God is a spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Okay? God is a spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Okay? So in saying that we have to allow ourselves to stop, you know, thinking so negative about people so quick. Soon as somebody says something or soon as somebody posts something, the first thing we think is we look at things on the surface. But I know that's why a lot of us miss our blessings. I know that's why a lot of us miss what God is speaking, is because we start thinking about things on the surface, and the God that we serve, he's deeper than that. You know, he says that our ways are not his ways, our thoughts are not his thoughts. They're much higher. Amen. His ways are much higher than ours. He's thinking, you know, when the things that we think, God on already, he know the end from the beginning. I was listening to something on the radio, and I was just so in agreement with what the man was saying, and he was right. He said, look, God already wrote your ending. He knows your ending from the beginning. He wrote the ending. You know, the ending is clear. You won. Amen. We just got to, you know, walk it out. Amen. So I just want to encourage somebody on tonight, walk it out. Whatever you're going through, amen. Whatever you're going through, be encouraged and know. Just walk it out. Walk it out. Amen. Praise God. All right. So let's get into this word rebound. What am I talking about then? If I'm not talking about a relationship, what am I talking about? Well, God gave me the revelation on rebound, the word rebound. I just heard the Lord say rebound. He told me to tell you on tonight that he's about to restore some things back to his people, that this is the season that you're going to bounce back. Hallelujah. Somebody just should have did some cartwheels and flips. This is your bounce back season. Amen. This is the season that you're going to bounce back. Whatever it is that the enemy stole from you, whatever it is that the enemy bought, whatever it is that the enemy stole from you, whatever it is, okay, whatever it is that he stole from you, whatever it is that you gave him, amen, because a lot of times we give up our blessings. We give up our blessings because of, number one, a lack of knowledge. We give up our blessings, amen, lack of knowledge. We give up our blessings because of a lack of understanding. We give up our blessings for just, like I said, not knowing. And, you know, and sometimes, and in some situations, he just straight took it. The Bible says that, you know, a lot of us lose things because we allow the enemy to come and take the word from our hearts. After you have heard the word, you allow the enemy to come in and snatch it out of your heart. You allow him to come in and take it out of your heart. Amen. So, in saying that, you know, I just come to tell you all tonight what God told me to tell you. He says that this is the season that you're going to have a rebound. What is the definition of a rebound? Rebound means bounce back through the air after hitting a hard. And this is the verb definition. So bounce back through the air after hitting a hard surface or subject. Simply bounce bounce back, to spring back, to ricochet, and or a boomerang. The now version is a ball or shot that bounces back. Somebody better hear that one tonight. I said that. God said that you're about to have a rebound. You are about to have a rebound. I come to tell somebody on tonight, whatever you have lost, whatever you have lost to the point that you know, it took you all the way down, whether it was a sickness, whether it was a bad divorce, whether it was a loss of a child, whether it was a death, whether it was a loss of employment, whatever it was, the thing that put that when you was up, but this the thing that hit you, amen, that caused you to fall, that caused you to get into some of you, that caused you to turn away, some of you that's going to listen to the show, that have caused you to turn away from God, that have caused you church hurt, that have caused you to walk away from the church. God told me to tell you on tonight that you're going to bounce back. Amen. And so in the now form, again, it means a ball or shot that bounces back after striking a hard surface. What do I mean about bounce back? Bouncing back meaning that you're going to become healthy again from whatever sickness that has tried to come on your body. God said that this is the season that you're going to bounce back. You're going to rebound from that sickness. You're going to become healthy again. You're going to become happy again. Whatever it was that caused you to be sad, God said that you're going to bounce back from that sadness and you're going to get joy. Remind me of Hannah, how Hannah was sad because she couldn't produce. She was barren. But God allowed her to bounce back. Amen. He took away her sadness and he gave her gladness. Amen. He made her happy. And then bounce back, also meaning that you're going to become successful again. Some of you have lost some things. You have lost some wealth. You have lost some, some employment that caused you to be able to have to go into your savings and empty out your savings so that you can survive. God told me to tell you that you're going to bounce back from that loss. Amen. And then He also told me to tell you that you're going to bounce back from that circumstance, that thing that has happened to you, that bad situation. That bad situation, some of you using water church, been doing everything right, and you just don't understand what in the world, why did this happen to me? And God said that you're going to bounce back from that bad situation. Simply, God told me to tell you that you're going to make a comeback. I come to tell somebody on tonight that you're going to make a comeback. You're going to make a comeback. You're going to return back to your previous state. You're going to recuperate. Simply, I come to tell somebody on tonight that you're going to recover and you're going to recover all. Not only are you going to recover and you're going to recover all, but I hear the Lord saying he's going to give you a double recovery. Simply meaning you're going to bounce back. Simply meaning that you're going to rebound. You're going to rebound. Hallelujah. That thing that thought it had you down, that situation that thought it was going to take you out, that sickness and disease that thought that it was going to make you stop believing God, God told me to tell you that this is your season. This is your time. Not next year, but right now, you're going to have a rebound. Let's go to the Word of God. Amen. I want to go to Deuteronomy. Got several. I may just be finishing about 5 or 10 minutes. I got several scriptures. I want to go to Deuteronomy 30th chapter, and let's start with Deuteronomy 33. So the Bible says, and I'm coming from the Amplified Version, then the Lord your God will restore your fortunes and have compassion upon you and will gather you again. Yes, again, basic meaning that a rebound, rebound. You're going to have a rebound. Somebody better do some cartwheels and spins. I said you're going to have a rebound. But the enemy thought that he took from you or what you gave up, not knowing, out of naiveness, God said that you're going to get it back. He's going to bring it back. He's going to restore. He's going to restore it back to you. It says that. God said, I will restore your fortunes and have compassion upon you. And I will gather you, and gather you again from all the nations where he has scattered you. That means that those who he have allowed to rise up against you, he says he's going to gather you and raise you up above them. Amen. Even if any of you, your dispersed are in the uttermost parts of the heavens, from there the Lord your God will gather you, and from there will he bring you. And the Lord your God will bring you into the land which your fathers possessed. Amen. And so in reading this, we all know that God was preparing the children of Israel to go into their promised land. Amen. We know that. Amen. And so in short, what God is saying, that he's made a promise to you. What God has said is that he is not like man and he shall lie. I know that some of you have been waiting and you've been waiting and you've been waiting. And some of you have been in fiery trials. Some of you have been in the furnace, and you've been in the furnace for a long time. But I come to tell you on tonight that this is your season of rebound. God is going to restore. He's going to recuperate. He's going to rejuvenate. My God, and you're going to recover. The Bible says that God says, and the Lord will bring you into the land which your fathers possessed, and you shall possess it, and he will do you good and multiply you above your fathers. My God. And the Lord your God, amen, he's going to circumcise your heart, amen, and the hearts of your descendants, meaning that he's going to give you a new heart. He's going to give you a heart, amen, that this time when he give it to you, because before, a lot of times that when we had things, that we allow the things, we love the things. You know, we love God, but a lot of us, our affections were misguided towards the things, amen. But God said that I'm going to circumcise your heart. I'm going to give you a new heart. I'm going to give you a new mind. I'm going to circumcise your heart. I'm going to circumcise it to whereas you will have your priorities in order this time, knowing that it's God first. I'm going to circumcise your heart that you would know that this time that you should have no other God before me. He said, I'm going to circumcise your heart that you would know that this time that you should love the God with all thy heart, thy might, and thy soul. You're going to know that I am the Lord your God, and that don't nobody love you like me. Can't nobody take care of you like me. Can't nobody do you like me. You're going to know this time when you're going to know, and your priorities are going to be intact. He said he will circumcise your heart. Amen. And not just your heart. He's going to also circumcise the hearts of your descendants to love the Lord your God with all your mind and your heart and with all your being, that you may live. And the Lord your God will put all anybody that come up against you. He says that I will bless those who bless you, but I'm going to curse those who curse you. He said you will not be subject to another witch or another warlock speaking death over you. He says, I'm going to rise up. And anybody that should try to curse you, anybody that should try to say a negative word over you, he said, I'm going to deal with them. He said that the devil's license has expired. I'm revoking the enemy's license in anybody who worked for him, in anybody who claimed to know me, but is being used by the devil as an agent of the enemy to try to come up against you. He said, I'm going to curse them. He said, because you're my child. He said, you belong to me. He said, anybody that bless you, though, I'm going to bless them. But anybody that try to curse you, and not just you, that will try to curse your seed, that will try to curse the work in your hands, he said, I'm going to deal with them, and I'm going to curse them. Amen. He said, this is the Bible. This is the Lord talking to you on tonight. He said, and I will put curses on them, your enemies, and those that hate you, who persecute you. Amen. And he said, and you shall return and obey my voice. Amen. First, he said, before I give you these, before I give you the blessings, he said, I'm going to work on you from the inside out. And a lot of times we be wanting God to give us blessings, and we're and, you know, we're not ready for them yet. A lot of us ain't got no integrity. We ain't got no courage. So we hurting people. We doing people any kind of way. We talking about folk, and God said, "How you? But you want me to bless you?" And God said, "I got to deal with you from the inside out." He said, "I'm gonna deal with your heart first. I'm gonna deal with your heart. I'm gonna deal with your heart. I'm gonna deal with the pieces of your heart. Then I'm going to allow you to rebound in the spirit." And then after I allow you to rebound in the spirit, then he said, "I'm going to rebound you in the natural, rebound you in the spirit, get that heart right, get that soul right." And then after that, he said, "I'm going to rebound you in the spirit, and I'm going to allow you to prosper, and I'm going to allow you to multiply." He said, "I'm going to allow you to be fruitful, and I'm going to allow you to multiply. I'm going to allow you to bloom. This is your season." We talked about the almond tree months ago. And God said, just as the almond tree, "I'm going to sit you. I'm going to allow you to grow taller than any other tree, and you're going to bloom in a season where people think that you're not supposed to." Amen. Glory to God. Rebound. Remember that word, rebound. "And you shall return your baby back to the Lord, and do all his commandments which I command you. And the Lord your God will make you abundantly." The Bible says he's going to make you abundantly. He's going to prosper you in every work of your hand and the fruit of your body, of your cattle, of your land, for good. For the Lord will again, my God, he's going to again delight in prospering you. See, it came a time where he had to turn away, because a lot of us, like I said, we allow our affections to get the best of us, and we start sometimes, you know, we can start loving a person more than we love God and don't even realize it. But we serve a jealous God. We serve a God that says you should have no other God besides me. He said that, and, you know, "I'm going to lie to you. You're waiting on spouses. You're waiting on spouses." God had to get your heart to the point. Yes, you're waiting on spouses. You're waiting to be found. Amen. But God said, "I have to get your heart. I have to get you to a place where your heart is in love with me first. I have to get you to a place where you fall in love with me, that when I bring you the spouse, that you won't allow, amen, the spouse to come before me." And a lot of people do it all the time. Amen. He said that. And I hear the Lord saying to the people who are waiting, or spouses who are waiting for marriage, who are waiting on God to, you know, they always start waiting on God, or you know, to open up a door for that area of your life. God said that he's about to open up that door, but he had to first see that you had to get you to a place where you trust him, that you love him, that to a place where you would, that he can see that you won't put nobody before him ever again, no matter who it is. Amen. And so a lot of times God allows us to go through trials and tribulations to strengthen our faith, so that we will fall in love with him, so that we would know that he's real. Amen. It's, you know, somebody can tell you they love you all day long. You can read the Bible and say and see and read that God loves you, but it's not until it's demonstrated that you realize and you know that he loves you. Amen. And so he said, "I had to let you go through those trials so I could bring you out, so you can know that I could bring you out. I had to allow you to go through that sickness so you could know that I'm a healer. I had to allow you to go through that heartbreak so you could know that I'm a heart mender. I had to allow you to go through a period of loss so you could know that I'm a provider, so you won't be caught up. I had to allow certain people not to help you so you could know that, my God, that I'm the one and only God, that I'm your supreme God, that I'm your creator, that I can do anything but fail. I had to get you to a place where you could say that for God I live, for God I die. I had to get you to a place where you would know that man may leave me, man may forsake me, but my God would never leave me nor forsake me. That you would get to a place where you would say that he has never failed me yet, that God has never failed me yet. Amen. And so that's the place that God wanted to get us to. And now, for every person on this phone, from the sound of my voice, I come to tell you that this is your season, that you're going to bounce back. This is your season that you're going to rebound. God said, because now I know that you love me. Now I know that I can give it to you and you won't turn away from me. Now I know that I can give you the houses. I can give you the cars. I can give you the wealth. I can give you the riches and you won't put it before me. Amen. I can prosper you and multiply you and make you fruitful, and you won't get the big head. You would give me the glory. The song that I allowed to be sung, She said, the girl said that I'm not lucky of love. She said that I don't think my lucky star. She said, I'm not stupid. I know it's God that blesses me. I know that it's God that has opened up doors for me. God said, I want to get you to the place where you can say that I know it's God. It's not by me. It's not by might. It's not by power, but it's all by his spirit. God said, I got to get you to the place where you know that it's me that's doing a blessing. The second song said, I blame God for my blessings, meaning that I really ain't had nothing to do with it. I don't even deserve it. But it's all God. Amen. It's all God that is doing this thing. So don't get jealous. Don't get hateful. All I can say is that it's all God. And God said, I'm going to bring you to that place. And I had to bring you to a place where you acknowledge me, because he said that I won't share my glory with no man. He said, I want all the glory. I want all the honor. And I want all the praise. The problem is that we always trying to give man the glory. We always trying to give man the praise. And God said, no. I am the creator and man is the creature. The man that you're trying to give the glory to, the man that you're trying to give the honor to, he said, I created that man. It's okay to respect. Amen. It's okay to a certain extent, but some of us, we go overboard, okay? We want to make man our God. And when I say man, I mean the human race. We want to make man our God. But we got to get back to the place where we only glorify the Lord. God said, I'm not going to share my glory with no man. He said, I had to get you to a place where you know, without a shadow of a doubt, that it was me who did this thing. He even had to allow some people to betray you, because if not, he said, you would have been trying to give them the glory for him, because you would have said, oh, they came through for me. He said, I had to allow some people to say no to you. Amen. And don't get mad at them. It was me putting it in their heart to say no to you. Don't get mad at them. It was me hardening their heart, just as I hardened the heart of Pharaoh so that I can get the glory. He said, a lot of you are mad with people because they didn't help you. A lot of you are mad with people because they didn't help you and when you were going through. But God said it was me who hardened their hearts, because guess what? Had I allowed them to help you, you would have gave them the glory. And I want you to know that I'm the one and only God, that I'm the true God, that I'm the risen Savior, and that there's nobody beside me, and I won't share my glory with no man. Amen? So the Bible says that. He said he would make you abundantly, and he will prosper you in every work of your hand and the fruit of your body. Amen. For good, for the Lord will, again, delight in prospering you. He said he would delight, meaning that this thing, by him prospering you, is going to make him so glad. I kind of tell somebody on tonight who think God don't want to bless you. The Bible is clear. He want to bless you. He wants you to prosper. He wants you to be successful. He wants you to live the abundant life. Whoever is preaching opposite of this is preaching an error. Whoever is telling you that God don't want you to prosper, that God don't want you to be successful, we just read it in the Bible. The Bible says, and the Lord your God will abundantly prosper you. He will prosper you. He will bless the work of your hand. Amen. He said he delight in prospering you. He takes delight in prospering you and making you successful. And wanting you to prosper, and wanting you to have things, and wanting you to be successful in life. So, a lot of us are bound by false teaching and error, and a lot of us are not prospering because we're sitting under false teaching. But the Bible is very clear that the God that we serve wants his people blessed, that the God that we serve wants to see his people prosper, that the God that we serve, I just read it to you in Deuteronomy 30. And I don't even have to stop there. I can go as far back to, I can go way back to Genesis. Amen? I can go way back to Genesis. What do you think the land flowing with milk and honey is? He said, I'm going to bring you to a land flowing with milk and honey, meaning that I'm going to bring you to a prosperous land. God was the first one who preached prosperity in the Bible. People be talking about prosperity preachers, but guess what? God was the first person that talked about prosperity. You know what? I'm going to leave it like that. Rebound. 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 The Bible, God says, I'm going to give it back to you. Let's go to Job. Amen. Job 2. Let's go to Job 2:25. It says, and God says that I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten, the canker worm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, amen, he said, in my great army which I send among you, meaning that I allow this thing to come up on you because, again, I was trying to get your heart to a circumcisable state so that I can bless you again, amen? And you should eat in plenty. There's God again talking about prosperity. He said that, and you should eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God that have dealt wondrously with you. And my people should never be ashamed. And you should know that I am in the midst of you. Amen. And you should know that I am the Lord your God and none else. And my people will never, ever be ashamed. That thing that has caused you shame, that thing that you would never was able to talk about, that thing that made you almost lose your mind, God told me to tell you on tonight that get ready for a rebound. I come to tell you on tonight that your crying days are over. I come to tell you on tonight that sickness got to go because God has spoken, and let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. The man of God sing the song. He said, because God has spoken, so let the church say amen. I simply come to tell you all tonight that you have been faithful. You have been true. This is your time for the rebound. Thank you for listening to Straight to the Point. Kevin, let's open up the line.
Amen, Dr. Henderson. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to share just a little bit. Let the church say amen just for a few minutes, Dr. Henderson, real quick.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church, say.
Henderson, thank you so much for that. That's powerful, powerful word right there. Amen. Let's praise God. Let's just give the Lord a hand clap of praise over the phone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But Doc, I gotta put my testimony in. Let me tell you a little bit about what happened yesterday. This is yesterday. You know, one of the hottest topics right now is retirement, as you know, for people all across the nation, if you will. And one of the areas that's really hot right now is 401ks, not have enough money in there, retirement, can't retire, got to go back to work for whatever reason, you know, it's all kind of reasons, savings plan, all that kind of stuff, not where it should be for different reasons because, you know, family needs, you know, personal needs, whatever, house needs, it don't matter. But you find out you really don't necessarily, you know, on paper, we're talking about now, on paper, we normally don't see that we have enough because we plan to live, you know, another 30 or 40 years, right? So the goal is to make sure you have enough money. But so I asked the Lord about it. I said, Lord, I need to have enough money to do what I need to do. And basically, and all he said, it says, I got you. That's all he said, Doc. He said, I got it.
Amen.
He said, I got you. He said, don't worry about it. He said, don't even worry about it. And just do what you've been doing, but don't worry about all that stuff that the world is throwing out there. So I'm going to give God some praise. And that happened just yesterday because I asked the Lord about how am I going to handle all this. He said, don't worry about it. I'll handle it for you. Praise God. So thank you for that word tonight. Amen. Thank you so much.
Praise God. God. You got the
Amen.
Word.
Amen. That's right. Amen. So it's confirmation. Confirmation. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, ladies and gentlemen, don't worry about your retirement. Just retire in God. You'll be all right. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to open up the lines for Dr. Henderson. Ladies and gentlemen, we're on the World Wide Web, so we got to mention only your last four digits, okay? Because we have a global network, and we want to make sure we take care of your number properly there. But our first caller is 1795. You're live on air, 1795. God bless you.
God bless you. Seems like I'm always the first one on the line. But praise the Lord. I'm just glad to be on the line tonight. Amen. And surely let the church say, amen. Amen. That's a mic drop right there. Ain't nothing else left to be said there. Amen. But I do thank God for the word of the Lord tonight. You know, as Dr. Vaughn was speaking, and as and Dr. Henderson as well, what was coming to my mind and sticking out in my head the most was that God wants us to know him. And in order for us to know him, we have to experience him.
Yes.
And the way that we experience him is through the sufferings and through the mishap and those things that happen to us, you know.
Yes.
And in order to ever know that he is truly a healer, you really need to get sick to really know. Because you can read about it and we can tell you about it, but until you get sick and he heals you, you really won't never know. You have to go by faith, you know. And I just begin to think about all these different things in order to know that he's a provider and a protector and a deliverer, and that he's all of these things. We have to experience him on those levels and get to know him. And you talked about no one else giving the glory and that he's a jealous God. And sometimes when we find ourselves in those places, God puts us there so that we can know him. And when he comes through, like you say, ain't nobody else don't come through because he wants to get all the glory.
Exactly.
So he's going to be sure. He's going to be sure that all sources is cut off. Glory to God. Because he wants to get the glory, or he's going to put it in a way to where you understand and prioritize, even if he sends someone. He going to send it so that he can get the glory and that we don't get to the place where we begin to look to people, things, and places instead of him. Because I do believe God is so insulted and so hurt when we look to other things, and he wants us to come to him. He said, I've paid so much, I've given so much so that you can come to me. He said, I own the whole earth. He'll everything belongs to me. He said, I created everything with my word. All
everything.
I have to do is just say a thing, and it will come. He said, why wouldn't you come to me? Come to me for everything that you need. Make me your first stop. Don't make me your last stop. You know, sometimes we be like, when you've done all else, and so now pray. No, let's go to God first. We don't have to go to nothing else, you know, because, and so God is a jealous God, and he sets us up and puts us in a place where he said he just want to be glorified. Come to me for everything, and I will give it to you, you know. So I thank God for that word tonight, rebound. It's time to get back. It's time to get back and bounce back. You know, when you talked about rebound, I thought about a ball. In order for a ball to bounce back, it's got to have something in it.
It got to hit something.
You got to have something in you. You got to have some Jesus in you, some words, some faith, something in you to bounce back, to have that hope.
Right.
So I thank God. I'm excited again tonight, as always, on Monday night, to straight to the point. I'm telling you, this is the place to be on Monday night. You know, they got that thing called Monday Night Football. I got Monday Night straight to the point. Monday Night straight to the point. And the good thing about it, if you miss it, and even if you don't miss it, you can play it back.
You can go back and play it back.
So let the church say amen. Amen. Amen to that.
Thank you, evangelist.
Glory to God.
You know, I love when you come on, you know, we always bounce off each other. And so, you know, absolutely. And, you know, you just said bounce back. And I, you know, when I thought about it, I thought about some basketball players, you know, playing just now. And they always record their rebounds, you know, their rebounds.
Uh-huh.
And I'm, you know, the rebound is good, how they jump up and get the ball, you know, after a ball has hit a surface that, you know, will hit the rim.
Yes.
And then the rim, and it bounced off of the rim, and they may, you know, jump up and grab
it. Take it back out.
So, you know, one of the definitions was it in order for it to even be considered a rebound, that means it had to have hit something hard. So I just
come and tell
somebody tonight, that is, you know, that's just so powerful that in order for you to get the rebound, that means that you had to really hit something hard that took you to the point of a downward. But I'm so glad that it ain't take you down to so far that you weren't able to the rebound. Amen. You weren't able to come
mm-hmm.
back. You weren't able to bounce
mm-hmm.
back. That God had his
yeah.
hands on you to the point where, you know, that thing ain't take you out completely, amen. But he's allowed
mm-hmm.
you to rebound, amen, from that
yeah.
thing. He can restore you and give you what you need. But God bless you, and thank you so much, Evangelist, for tuning in on tonight. We love you. In Jesus'
thank
name.
You. Love you as well. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Our next caller, Dr. Henderson, 4489, one of the most famous extensions on the planet. 4489. God bless you.
Indeed.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Elder, how are you?
We're doing real good over here. You know, that rebound was a powerful, powerful message tonight, and I was just thinking about Donnie Clifton had a song, We Fall Down, But We Get Back Up. And that's just, that's just a rebound, because we, you know, we fall down, but we bounce right back up. You know, and when you bounce back up, God has something. Each time you fall, I know I found out in my life, each time I fall, then when I come back up just a little bit high. Not too much, just a little bit each time. So God is putting me on the level, or he's getting me ready to put me on a level so where I can be able to keep on bouncing right down the road. So I'm just thankful, you know, and grateful for that word tonight, rebound, because
amen.
That's a powerful word. And you're
amen.
Right. Let the church say amen, because that is an amen. Because, sometimes, if, you know, we get in these ruts and things, and, you know, I felt like Elder Vaughn did just a minute ago. He was talking about the Lord told him don't worry about it, and I was asking the Lord something just today. I said, Lord, I don't want to be in, you know, and I want to be debt-free on my house. I don't want to have to have no car note. I want to be debt-free. And, you know,
yeah.
the Lord said, Just keep on doing your due. Just keep on doing what
right.
you're doing. Everything's going to be all right. He said, it's
yeah.
coming. It's coming.
Yeah.
Just wait on me. Like the word
that's
said, wait
right.
on me. The Lord said, wait on me. You know, so, you know, God is good, and he's so worthy to be praised. And I'm just so thankful tonight for that word rebound. That's when I first heard it and you put it out on email and I saw it, I said, rebound.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know, a lot of we rebound from a lot of different situations.
Right.
You know, if you have God in your life, you rebound from marriage situations, past relationships, past things that you did as you were coming up as a child on up. You know how you did something you weren't supposed to do, and you got back up from that. You constantly on the rebound.
Yeah.
Your life is on the rebound. You're always going to be bouncing. You're always going to be rebounding, because that's what God wants to do, is rebound. But, you know, God is good, and I just ask for those who know the word for prayer, continue to pray for us, and we'll do likewise for you. And the wife, she's resting tonight. So, I know she have her listening ears on.
Well, you know, guys have been getting ready for Reverend Bell's to lay him to rest, and so I'm definitely in prayer with everybody, and in that regard, and I'm definitely praying for you all, as well as his daughters and the church. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
So
amen.
You guys keep going in there, and then I know she, you know, God is healing her from her own thing
yes.
too. But I believe God that that she's gonna bounce back. Amen. She's gonna bounce back, and it's gonna be as if she never even went through whatever she's going through now. That's how you know. That's what the message was for, to let people know that when I rebound you, when you bounce back, it's gonna be as if you never even experienced that pain. You experienced
Amen.
That heartache. You experienced that, you know, those financial issues. It's gonna be as if you never even experienced that sickness. Amen. Amen. So
Amen.
That's what we're praying for, and you guys be encouraged. God bless you.
God bless you.
Yeah. All right.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Brother Hembrick. God bless you. Our next caller, Dr. Henderson, is 6500. 6500, you're live on the air. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Dr. Henderson.
Bless you.
I didn't get to hear the whole message, but I kind of got caught the toe end of it. Amen.
Okay.
But so I was really so blessed about what I heard. Amen. That rebound, huh? Boomerang. Yes, a boomerang. Hallelujah. Yes, I think that because God, he's so mindful of us and you know, in every area of our lives. Amen. He said we wish we have abundant life. Amen. He can't believe we have abundant. Yes, and so I just think that for that, amen, and this is the time, amen, that we take authority and walk in dominion. Amen. Hallelujah. And bounce back, amen, and recover all. And so I'm just in great expectations of what God is doing in this season, and I'm excited about it. So I bless you in the name of the Lord.
Yes.
Thank you.
God bless you, woman of God. Thank you so much for calling in. And I'm excited about what God is about to do in your life. And he's taking you into new territory. And I just want you to be encouraged and know that it's definitely God directing your steps. So, you know, a lot of times he takes us from familiar places to take us to the unknown, just like Abraham. Amen. He told Abraham, take you from your familiar place. I'm going to take you somewhere.
Wow.
But I'm taking you at you're going to prosper. You're going to be blessed. Not just you, but, you know, your descendants going to be blessed. Your children are going to be blessed. And so you be encouraged to know that God is in control. Amen. God bless you,
Amen.
My dear.
Yes,
be ready
I
for your rebound. Amen. Rebound, bounce back. This is your season.
Yes,
God bless you.
Bless
Amen.
You. Thank you. God bless you.
You're welcome.
Amen. 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 Our next caller, Dr. Henderson, last four digits, 1101. 1101 coming up. God bless you.
Yo, G, what's up? This is Jermaine. What's going on?
Hey, Jermaine. How are you, brother?
Sure. Jermaine. Kevin Kev. What's going down,
what's
my
up?
Brother?
What's
like
up, brother? Good to hear your voice.
Yeah. Oh, check this out, D. Remember you was going to do the courage of words to me yesterday? I mean, not yesterday, y'all. Last week, Monday.
Yeah.
I appreciate those words, man. You know what I mean? I mean, like, it's not like I was down and out because I wasn't. You know what I mean? But just, you know, like before, you know, it's like you said, you know, God released me from that person that I never met.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because how can God help you with them? You know, how can God hook me up with somebody that he never even mentioned to me, and even if it's different countries, they could be impossible. You know what I'm saying? And stuff like that. Because my attitude, I'm not saying that I'm perfect. I'm not saying that I'm perfect or that kind of stuff. But at least I can admit my faults in my situation to other people. I don't hold things in like she did. You know what I mean? You know, that kind of, all that kind of stuff. And plus, you know what I'm saying? Like it before, your big brother, like your other, don't give up that easy. You know what I mean? I might be walking around the street somewhere, and you know what I'm saying? God says, you know what? There goes your honey right there. You know what I'm saying? Because I did not give up.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? I did not give up whatsoever. Because you know some people like that, and I'm not knocking people who say I'm single and satisfied, and I'm satisfied with Jesus. And I'm not saying nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? I'm not saying nothing wrong with that. But if God told me that he got busy, if God told me that he got busy with somebody special, I'd go out there and look. You know what I'm saying? I can't just be depressed. You know, I cannot just be depressed because somebody, I feel free from this person. Remember, I didn't even feel like I was captured by this individual. I wasn't. You know what I mean? I just waiting for God to give me the green flag, to let go of this individual. You know what I mean? All that kind of stuff. And stuff like that. But I went back to my old church, and I'm going to see more love there. You know what I'm saying? All that kind of good stuff. And what do you call it? The pastor himself, a good friend of mine, he blessed me with a nice stereo CD player. You know what I mean? All that kind of stuff.
God, okay.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? All that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And, and then because for some reason he was on Facebook Live, and I saw there's a stereo in his office. I said, man, how can I get that? Right? But I went to the proper channel. You know what I'm saying? I talked to him first. Then he talked to the apostle. Mm-hmm. Like, he talked to his apostle. His apostle told him, you know what? Let me give it to me. And he gave it to me, all that kind of good stuff. And, all that kind of stuff. And I'm doing fine. But right now, I'm actually need to pray for this individual that I know that I met a long time ago. We just met on Facebook. We never met on Facebook. We met each other face to face. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And her name is Lacey. Lacy. You know what I mean? And we met face to face. And for some reason, she's feeling me, I'm feeling her. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I don't want to rush her. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to rush her to marriage because if I do, I'm going to be losing her. You know what I mean? All that kind of stuff. So basically, that's what I can say. But just once again, I'm glad to be back with y'all again. You know what I mean? And just, I feel good. You know what I'm saying? And, I believe that God blessed me, with DRB soon. So that kind of stuff. So I didn't mean to talk so long, but I just want to talk a few words right quick. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're good. And you're always welcome to talk on this show. Like I said, in the beginning, it's a collaborative show, and it's for everybody. But, you said it best last week. You said, I'm going to work on me. I'm going to get me together. And I know that once I do that, everything else is going to pretty much get in place. And so, I'm glad you went back to your church, and that's good. And so, now you're working on, other things as far as employment and things of that nature. Just in the message, I talked about how God wants us to know, God wants to know that we love him before anybody, relationship, whoever, that wants that, he can bless us with the spouse, he can bless us with those things. But God made you a promise, Jermaine, and it's going to come to pass. He told you that you're going to be married today, and it's going to happen. God does not lie. If God made you a promise, he told you you were going to have a wife, that you were going to be married, then it's going to happen. It's going to happen. You better believe that.
I believe every female that, wasn't from God, he gave me that spider sense. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because he gave me that spider sense, God would tell me, that person's bad, let that person go. And I said, okay, you need to hang on for a little bit, until that person's true color popped up, from out of nowhere. I said, oh, I got to go. See ya. You know what I mean? All that kind of stuff. So, and let me tell you something. The more bad fish you look bump into, the better ones are going to be coming this way. I ain't calling my female fish, but I just using that for example.
Right, I got you.
You know, that kind of stuff. So, like I said before, and plus at the same time, I was talking to this person, and this person, she wasn't discouraged me like that, but the way she was talking to me, it's like, wow. You know what I mean? But I wasn't hurt, but she just told me, she said, Jermaine, I'm looking out for you. I don't want to get hurt on that kind of good stuff. And, I appreciate that, but she told me that this person really crazy about me. And she wanna know what's all about me. And I just told this person I have nothing to hide. I didn't have nothing to hide. You know, she let her come to me, let her talk to me, you know, all that kind of stuff. And she, you know, see what's up, you know. But once again, I didn't mean to talk so long, but just see what the guy get out before I miss it. You know what I mean?
But you good. You know, you good. It's okay. You know, I'm glad that you feel like you can come on the show and talk, you know, and talk about these things. You know, so we thank God for that. But you know, I'm gonna tell you the truth, you know, and the thing is that you know, just take your time, like you said, work on you, get you together, let you know, God get you together, and then it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen, okay? All right.
I appreciate it.
All right, God bless. Kevin?
Can you say a little prayer for me right quick, please? Real quick.
Yes, I can. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you would touch Jermaine right now, God, from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, God. Lord God, take away, Lord God, any grief. If there's any grief, God, take it away. Disappointment from the last relationship, any residue from the last relationship that he was in, God. Take it away, God. Heal him, God, from the inside out. From the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, you made him a promise. You said, God, that you would bless him, God, that you would give him a wife. We ask, God, that you would, Father God, do what you got to do with him, God, so that he would be the hands to his wife, God. The man that you have called him to be, oh God. For that woman, in the name of Jesus. We ask, God, that you will open up the windows of heaven and pour him out a blessing, God. Lord God, bless him in his finances. Lord God, bless him even, God, in his health, oh God. The enemy has been trying to put a sickness on him, but we bind and we rebuke that sickness right now in the name of Jesus. We ask, God, that you will help him, oh God, that you will restore good health, God, to his body in the name of Jesus, and that no weapon that is formed against him shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise up against him in judgment, that he will condemn, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask, God, for a sound mind, O God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, give him a sound mind, God. If there's any confusion, God, we ask, God, that you would take it away in the name of Jesus. We ask, God, that you would bring, Father God, good connections his way, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Connections that will catapult him to his next level in you, oh God. Lord God, we ask, God, that you will bind the hand of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. That, Lord God, any demonic spirit, God, any witch warlock that's trying to come up against him, his body, God got me especially praying for your body. The enemy been trying to attack your body, put sickness on you to keep you from being able to walk, to keep you from being able to go out. But in the name of Jesus, I bind and I rebuke that sickness off of your body in the name of Jesus. Satan, take your hands off of this man of God. I come up against the infirmity, the master spirit that's trying to cause sickness in your body to try to make you limp. I bind and I rebuke that sickness off of you right now in the name of Jesus. And I say, Satan, take your hands off of him. You can't have him because he belongs to God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, saturate him with your blood. Anoint him afresh from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. Surround him, O God. Put a hedge of protection around him, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for him that he will have sweet dreams tonight, God. He will have peace tonight, God, as he rests. Lord, we give you praise, honor, and we give you glory. And we say that it is so, and so shall it be established on this earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, brother. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Brother Jermaine, all the brothers down in Georgia are in agreement with Prophetess Henderson as well, man. God bless you, brother. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Amen. We don't want to leave anybody out, Dr. Henderson, so we got another caller, private number. We got a private number on the line. We're going to open up your line. You're online with Dr. Henderson. Private caller, you're online right now if you'd like to come on. Praise God, bless you. God bless you. Amen. We got people all around the country listening in. I praise God. Well, Dr. Henderson, back to you. It's an awesome night once again.
All right. So this is the night of rebound. Rebound, meaning that you're going to bounce back. You're going to bounce back from that hurt. You're going to bounce back from that pain. You're going to bounce back from that disappointment. You're going to bounce back from those financial issues. You're going to bounce back from those employment issues. You're going to bounce back. God is restoring you. He's restoring you in every area of your life. So that's a cause for you to do some cartwheels and splits and to praise him right now as I speak. I was coming to tell you on tonight, those of you who are listening, those of you going to play back, but this is your night to rebound. This is your night to bounce back. You've been listening to Straight to the Point. I want to tell you on tonight that we got an intervention day coming up. We want all of you guys to come out on June the 2nd for intervention day. It's going to be at Shepherd's Parentheses Parkland Park. It was formerly named Shepherd's Park, but they renamed it to Parkland Park. And that's right between Martin Luther King and Malcolm X Avenue, Southeast Washington, D.C., located right in the heart of D.C., in Washington. It's a free event. It's no cost. We're going to have gospel band. We're going to have a jazz band. We're going to have Unity Help Out. They're going to be doing from glucose, pressure, and cholesterol screenings. We're going to have MPD is partnering with us. But on this initiative, they're going to be out talking about crime prevention and crime awareness. We're going to have speakers. We're just so excited about what God is doing for Intervention Day. And those of you who are joining us for the first time that don't know what Intervention Day is, Intervention Day is a day that we have set aside to go out into the community to let the people know that they are not a mistake, that God has a plan for their lives, and that they don't have to live in bad conditions, and that we are here for them to offer them the services that they need to succeed. So we intervene on behalf of people who are dealing with suicidal thoughts. We intervene on behalf of homeless. We intervene on behalf of crime-ridden neighborhoods. We intervene on behalf of abused women and children. And so if you would like to be a part of this initiative, join us on June 2nd, 2018. If you would like to get your intervention T-shirt, please go to survivorsglobalministry.org and order your shirt. Also, if you can't make it but you would like to give a donation, go to survivorsglobalministry.org. and make a donation for this awesome, awesome, awesome initiative. And those of you who are traveling with us to United Kingdom, we're excited that God is enlarging that program. We're going to actually move the location because God is enlarging the conference. Whereas we got to get a larger we have to get a larger space. Amen. So we're going more news is going to come out. Also, we got working on a commercial for that, so keep us in prayer. So we're excited for United Kingdom. We're going to be in United Kingdom July the 27th through the 29th. It's a free conference. All are welcome to attend. It's a free conference. Amen. And so people say, I'm innocent. Why do you work so hard? I work so I won't have to so that I won't have to depend so much on the people. I want to be a blessing to the people. I want to be able to provide these services for the people so they could be able to come and get healed, delivered, and set free. God takes care of me. So because God takes care of me, my trust is in the Lord, I'm able to provide certain venues for free. Amen. And so the intervention day is free of charge. And P3 Conference 2018 is free of charge. Amen. And that conference is one of our major conferences that we have every year, and we deal with the purpose, the plan, and the promise that God has for his people. And so this year we're so excited we're adding a financial aspect, a financial piece, and where we're going to be empowering the people. We're going to have business initiatives. We're going to be talking about ways that the people can become wealthy. Amen. How many of you know that we speak in tongues, we do cartwheels and flips, and still get off the floor and don't have enough? Amen. And that's not the type of God we serve. The Bible is said that my people perish for lack of knowledge. And so we're going to give you the knowledge and the resources you need so that you can succeed in life. Amen. So you can really, really, really be a testimony of the goodness of the Lord. Amen. So we're excited for that. We're excited for Peace and Conference 2018. Because God wanted people blessed. It's time for us to bounce back. It's time for us to bounce back. It's time for us to truly be what God said we are. He said we are the lenders and not the borrowers. We are above and not beneath. Amen. We are a royal priesthood. We are a chosen generation. It's time for us to walk in our royalty. It's time for us to walk in our dominion. It's time for us to do all those things. Amen. And so we're excited about P3 Conference 2018. Also, if you guys would like to order my new book, Your Best Self Yet, please go to Dr. DTH Ministries. You can order that book. Also, my other three books, Misguided Affections, I Give You Keys, and When a Prophet Cries, Something Happens. You can order on Amazon.com. You can go to BarnesandNobles.com. You can go to ZulonPress.com or AppleIBooks.com or email me at DrDTHMinistries@gmail.com. Amen for those books. So we're excited. We're at the end of the show. Again, I think I told you guys at the beginning that just bear with me for another, I believe this week, the last week that we're going to have the rebroadcast of the Right Now Word. And then I'll have something new for you guys next Saturday, next Thursday. I'll have a live taping for the Right Now Word. And I'm telling you, God has given me a good word for you guys for next Thursday. But join me again right here on the Straight to the Point on Monday, next Monday night on 347-843-4559, 347-843-4559. We're at the end of the show. And we're going to leave, but before we leave, I want you guys to remember these three things. Always love and love hard. Always forgive and forgive fast. And always, always, always believe the word of the Lord. God bless you and good night.
I jumped up from the floor to the middle. You think I want the credit? I don't. The glory ain't made for me, no. I know who sits on the throne, who makes the stage and writes the song. And I know I couldn't do this on my own. And as much as I complain, I've seen more sunshine and rain. And I could thank my lucky stars, but that's not where my blessings. No, they come from the Father's heart, not the sky, not chains. But truth is, I'm not lucky, I'm loved.
I blame God for my blessing.
I blame God for my blessing.
way.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen all around the world, thank you so much for joining us on Straight to the Point Midnight Hour with Prophetess Dr. Dolores D. Henderson. We'll see you next time on the network every Monday evening. God bless you. Have a great evening.